Good morning, sunshine. How are you on this early, early Sunday morning? And a holiday weekend at that, for many of us anyway. Thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Her Talk Radio's Sunday Morning Meditation. I'm your host, Maria Wall. So how was your week? I'm sensing quite a bit of stress. And I know how you feel. That's the one thing that I enjoy about this journey is the fact that I'm walking right alongside of you. And for some of you, you may even be a few steps ahead of me. And I hope that the positive push is helping you to keep moving forward. And for others, you may be a few steps behind me. And I hope that all of my efforts are helping to make your journey a little bit smoother. So with that said, I sincerely hope that you're all in your special place, whether you're lying in bed, or whether you're sitting in your favorite chair, or maybe you're at your breakfast table already, about to start your day, just as I am, because as soon as I'm done with this morning's show, I am out the door to start my day very early this week. Hopefully, it'll bring me a lot of positive change. And this week, you know, I just wanted to share something with you all because I'm really at my wit's end about a lot of things. And every day and every night and during the day, I'm praying to God to give me my breakthrough, to guide me on my journey. Because I've been in this stagnant water for such a long time that it's starting to eat away at my soul. So I keep praying for my big breakthrough, and I pray for yours as well. I pray for our country. I pray for the economy. I pray for major change. And don't read more into that than is there, people. Some people try to politicize everything, but it has nothing to do with politics. But change is going to happen, good or bad. It's going to happen. So let's just start off by closing our eyes, as always. I open the show with one of my favorite artists. This is from the Reflections CD series. This is the Tai Chi CD, composed, arranged, and produced by Thomas Walker. I enjoy his music. I really do. And I hope you enjoy me sharing it with you here on the Sunday morning meditation. Just close your eyes for a moment. I want you to stretch out today. If you're sitting up, of course, raise your arms as far as you can above your head. I want us to open up our lungs, eyes closed. And if you're lying down, of course, you can just stretch out. Get comfortable in your bed. Hands above your head. Just breathe deeply. Inhale. Now exhale. One more time. Inhale. Now exhale. A special welcome to all of the guests joining me in the chat room and in the call query, of course. Thank you so much for being here this morning with me for our Sunday morning meditation. Special welcome to guest 378. Thank you so much for being here. And to all of our guests in the call query, thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Hurt Sunday morning meditation. Just keep breathing. Lie back. I want you to just relax. Relax for a moment. Let everything go. I know that some of you may have gone through a really, really rough week. I understand that. I really do. Just relax. Let it all go. Let it go. And a special hello to all of our listeners from all over the world who join me either on our Facebook page, which is Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, or here on our live broadcast. Of course, always welcome to all of the listeners from the United States of America and also the United Kingdom, Canada, Italy, New Zealand, France, Philippines, Kenya, Netherlands, Malaysia, Gibraltar, Fiji, Colombia, South Africa, United Arab Emirates, Belgium, China, Germany, Poland, Bangladesh, and so many others. Thank you so much for joining me here and believing in the mission of helping others heal through their hurt. Each day, you help to make my dream a reality. So thank you so much for that. All right, people. I know your arms have been up for a while, but that's to help build your endurance as well. Keep breathing. You can lower your arms, get comfortable, but breathe deeply. Breathe in and breathe out. One more time. Breathe in and breathe out. Inhale again. Now exhale. Welcome to guest 387 who just joined us in the chat room. Thank you for being here so early in the morning on this beautiful Sunday morning. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. And of course, if you're someone that I know, send me an email at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. Let me know that you came to visit. Okay, folks, just continue to lie back. Just relax. I want you to take our time. We only have 21 minutes left. And if you notice, yes, I moved the show up to 30 minutes because 15 just wasn't enough. I have more people who were requesting more time because this is the time that they have to actually just relax. So this is our 30 minutes of stress relief and release. And you know, so many people, when I first started, it was always about the exercising and all of that. But, you know, I know so many friends who go to the gym every day faithfully and they work out and they are stressed out. So it's no sense in me helping to heal the body if the mind, spirit, and soul and the heart is in such turmoil. So that's why I do the inspirational vitamin. I tend to say a lot of things that people are thinking but won't allow to roll off their lips. So this week, our inspiration comes from 2 Timothy 4:7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. And I say, well, I chose this particular passage because this week our theme is been there, done that. You know, how many times have you been let down by people who promised to be there for you? Or even worse, how many times have the people who should have been your protectors forsaken you? Healing Through Hurt deals with so many issues. A lot of them deals with domestic violence and other forms of abuse. We also deal with people who have some type of terminal or chronic illness, but we deal with hurt no matter what form. Whether it be disappointment, physical, mental, it doesn't matter. Hurt is hurt. It knows no color barriers. It knows no particular area or region, and it knows no shame. Hurt is hurt for a reason. You know, when we're left in that place, so many times, some of us are very alone. We have no one to turn to because we have friends and family who are living for themselves, or some who choose to turn the other way because it doesn't affect them. It's not their family, or it is their family in some cases, but it's not in their home. So they choose not to get involved, or they don't want to cause a rift between the involved parties without even realizing that there's already a rift because someone has caused harm. And somehow, whether it be because we kept the faith, because someone did take the time to notice, and I spoke about that a few weeks ago in the Sound the Alarm show. If you see or know something, tell someone. Stop turning a blind eye to everything. Speak up. Speak out. Because when you least expect it, you're going to be in that vulnerable place. I'm really confusing these words today, but vulnerable place. That's why they call it Healing Through Hurt, and it's a live show. What would it be without a few slip-ups, huh? But you've made it through. And for whatever place or way you've done it, you made it through. And for those of you who don't know your way through, reach out. Reach out. I'm here for you. Many of my followers have stepped up to volunteer their services and professional expertise as well. So just remember, you're not alone. If you ever need to reach me personally, my personal email is mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org. For general questions and comments, it's contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. Or give us a call. Our number is 202-618-2556. If you're on Twitter, you can always find us under wall_foundation on Twitter. And if you're a member of Facebook, it's Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. I update the Facebook page because every update, every response, sometimes I respond under myself, Maria Wall, or you'll see me under, of course, the Healing Through Hurt name. But you are guaranteed that you're actually communicating with me because I take care of my Facebook page and I answer all of the emails that are sent to me at my personal email address. And for those of you who prefer to write to me, our address is Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio, Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland. Zip code is 21133. And if you need the +4, it's 0272. And just so you know, Healing Through Hurt, our regular Saturday evening show, will be returning the first Saturday in November at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We will be back to our regular schedule starting in November. So I hope that you'll be able to join us there as well. Okay, folks, just lie back. And just remember that there are people here who will help you. Many are going to forsake you, and one thing that I do not do is seek revenge, retaliation. They will get theirs in the end, and sometimes their own conscience whips them to no end. because they know what they did was wrong. You know, me dealing with being in the business realm, and I also have a regular job as well, because after I dealt with my narcissistic sociopathic ex-husband who was abusive and he destroyed everything that I spent a lifetime to build, and other events happened in my life, it left me with nothing. So I had to rebuild, and I am rebuilding. There was no one that I could call that would come to my aid. You know, you have family members who say, oh, just forget it. It'll come to pass. It'll be over. And that's all you get. I even had one family member who rejoiced in the downfall of my marriage and my life. And don't get me wrong. The divorce had to happen, and it was going to happen. But there was no compassion in that family member's voice. And that's one of those people who you think would be there. And they were not. And to be honest, they never really have been. Unless it was out of curiosity or a reason to give them something to go back and talk about me behind my back. And that in itself is a story for another day. But I'm starting to come out of my cocoon more. And the more that I do, the more that I'm coming to grips and I'm facing all of my demons. You know, my domestic violence situation wasn't the beginning. It started much earlier in my life than that. And I'm starting to come to grips with that. But you know what? I've made it through. I kept the faith, and I'm continuing to walk by faith. And in the end, I did go the road alone, but near the very end, I did have people who were strangers or people who I was not connected to by DNA that stepped up, and they gave me the strength and the courage and the insight that I needed to move forward. And they still give me that boost of encouragement that I need on a daily. You know, it was so funny. I had put up last week 4 simple words. I need a hug. Just to see how many people would respond, and I did need a hug. Well, day one, I got 2 people, and I have a lot of people on my friend list on Facebook. Let's get to that subject. But it was so funny. So many people that I saw in the real world the day later, none of them I'm connected to by DNA, gave me real world hugs, and that meant the world to me. And then I had a few more of my online friends and family send me virtual hugs. And I appreciated that too. You know, it's okay to have 1,000 friends on your Facebook page and to boast about you have thousands of followers and supporters and this and that. But if out of that 1,000, 1 or 2 are really there, what do you really have but numbers? And then sometimes many people tend to get upset and they want to update their statuses to tell us that they're upset because people are no good and you're not this and they're not that. The bottom line is many people are not obligated to do a thing for us. So that comes down to choosing our circle wisely. And for those people who have forsaken me, especially in business, we have deadlines and they decide that they're not going to do what they're supposed to do at the 11th hour and 59th minute. I'm not going to jump all over them. I just know how to sweep certain things into one pile and there's another pile. There were times when they probably were there But when I needed them the most, they were not there, and they caused great harm by not doing what they had agreed to do. Pick your battles wisely, but choose those that you keep in your inner circle with even more scrutiny, because those are the people who will be there for you in thick and thin. Don't seek revenge. You don't even have to retaliate. I just step off. One footstep at a time, I back away. They know what they've done, and they know why I'm backing away. You know, in business, we have to be so careful who we're dealing with. And in life, we have to be even more careful, because some people will do you wrong, and then they'll turn around and make pretend like you've done them wrong. They'll attack you. So just remember who you keep in your life. Numbers mean nothing without actions. Numbers mean nothing without support. So just remember, sometimes you will be disappointed. That's not your prelude to giving up. That's not the prelude to revenge and retaliation. That just means you have to work a little harder, walk a little farther, and keep the faith a little closer to your spirit and soul. Sometimes we will have to put forward extra effort, because these people are impeding on our dreams and our hopes. And the only way that they can break those down is if we allow them to. So keep the faith. We're going to be disappointed. We're going to be forsaken. But hold on to your faith and keep moving towards your dream. Use that negative response as a positive push to keep you moving forward. And those same people will be sitting there at square one, because for whatever reason, they choose not to move forward. That's not our crosses to bear. It's not mine and it's not yours. So just remember, keep the faith. If you live your life, I forgot who said this comment, but if you live your life expecting an equal or greater response or any type of appreciation, you'll live a lifetime of disappointment. I may have changed the words around a bit to suit my mindset, but you get the message that you'll live a lifetime of disappointment. And remember, when you do something, do it unconditionally. And if people can't see the bigger picture and know that when you succeed, everyone succeeds, do not allow that to stop you from moving towards your goal, whatever it is. If you're in a bad situation, don't let anyone deter you. Don't just have one place to go, have several. Keep all of the emergency numbers handy. Just have your plan in place and have different scenarios, A, B, C, D through X, Y, and Z if need be. But never, ever, ever let anyone deter you. And for me, I tend to expect the worst, because lately I've been experiencing and witnessing some really bad things, but it wasn't like it was a big surprise, because I had expected that individuals would respond the way that they did. call me a pessimist with optimistic outlook. But that's where I am right now. So with that said, I pray each of you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days, enough rain to make your beautiful gardens grow. I pray you enough smiles to turn that frown that you've been lugging around upside down. Most of all, I pray each and every one of you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. Until next week, I pray you enough, and if you need me, I'm just a phone call, email, or message away. So until then, this is Maria Wall, wishing you a wonderful week. And of course, I'm going to turn over the mic to the Reflection CD series, the Tai Chi CD, composed, arranged, and produced by Thomas Walker. For the rest of your listening pleasure, just lie back. You have a little more than 2 minutes before you start the hustle and bustle of your day and the beginning of yet another week. Be well. Take it 1 minute or 1 day at a time as needed. I'm down to 1 minute at a time, so be well. Take care. And I will see you back here next Sunday for our Sunday morning meditation. This is Maria Wall praying each and every one of you enough. This is the end of our day. Of course, if you ever want to talk to me, or if you just want to say hello, drop me a line. I love hearing from you. I love meeting my listeners and supporters from all over the world. But just remember, Maria Wall at thewallfoundationinc.org, 202-618-2556. Or find me on Facebook at Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. Until next week, be well.